give up? You're never going to get out of debt. Why even keep trying? Never going to be able to afford a house. Never going to be able to retire. I'm never going to get ahead. Every time I make a little bit of progress, something happens. Freaking car breaks, the rent goes up, groceries are more expensive, credit card balance gets a little bit higher, and eventually you just start wondering, what's the point? Why keep sacrificing? Why keep trying? Why not just say, screw it, spend everything, enjoy yourself today, let tomorrow figure itself out. So should you just give up? No, you should not give up. And yes, you should keep trying, but maybe not for the reasons that you've been told. So something still matters. You should keep trying because something still matters to you. In the face of what feels like an impossibility, in the face of impossible housing costs, mounting credit card debt, spiraling grocery bills, and constant economic uncertainty, and the seemingly impossible task of accumulating enough money to someday become financially independent and step away from full-time work, something still matters to you. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it is owning a home. Maybe it is freedom. Maybe it's just never experiencing the same financial insecurity that you grew up with. Maybe it's building a business. Maybe it's caring for your parents. Maybe it's being able to give more generously. Maybe it's simply waking up without money being the first stupid thing that you have to worry about. Something matters. And when it feels like nothing matters, all that matters is what matters to you. And that's where we start. So, got to get clear. Got to get crystal clear. What matters to you? What matters to you? Not what Instagram or X or XYZ blah, blah, blah tells you should matter. Not what your folks told you should matter. Not what your neighbors or your alumni, people you went to school with, think matters. Not what some dumb financial guy on the internet tells you what should matter. What matters to you? More likely, what are the handful of things that matter most? Those are your meaningful few. And once you've identified them, your job becomes a lot simpler. Now the question becomes, what must be done in service of what matters? More importantly, do what must be done in service of what matters? And fuck everything else. Fuck everything else. That's not nihilism. That's prioritization. You and I and everybody has a finite amount of time, a finite amount of attention, a finite amount of energy, and certainly a finite amount of money. So you can't properly fund everything. You just can't. There is not enough to go around for everything. So stop trying. Decide what matters. Do what must be done in service of what matters and stop wasting your most valuable resources on all that other crap that doesn't make the cut. Then, brothers and sisters, come the critical shift. Because once you've done that, I want you to make another change, a change in perspective, and eventually a change in identity. I want you to start thinking and seeing yourself as a wealth builder. And I know, kind of sounds weird. I know that some of you are thinking, buddy, I don't have any wealth. I don't have two nickels to rub together. I've got credit card debt, student loans. I'm way behind on retirement. How the hell am I supposed to call myself a wealth builder? And that's because wealth builder is not a net worth designation. It is an adopted identity. You don't become a wealth builder because you've accumulated $1 million. You become a wealth builder once you decide, I am going to build. And then you begin. And that's where almost everybody who eventually became wealthy started. Believe it or not, most millionaires did not inherit their money. They were not wealthy. They became wealthy. and becoming requires doing. We must be doing while we are becoming. That's one of the most important ideas that I can give you. You do while you're becoming. You don't wait until you're financially successful to start behaving like a financially successful person does. You start behaving like the person you're trying to become now. That's how identity works. You give yourself a great reputation to live up to. I am a wealth builder. Okay. What does a wealth builder do? Wealth builders build. So let's build something. What's your first brick? Let's figure it out. So your first assignment, what I want you to do is open a bank account that is separate from your everyday checking account. You can call it whatever you want, but I really like wealth building account because that's what it's for. And on the first day of every month, you're going to do one of the most important things in personal finance. You're going to pay yourself first. So before your money disappears into restaurants or Amazon boxes or subscriptions or entertainment or everything else or anything else that's competing for it, some of that money, some of your money, some of today's money belongs to tomorrow. So move money into your wealth building account. How much? Well, as much as you reasonably can. $500? Great. $100? Great. $50? Great. $10? Great. Because initially, the amount matters less than the action. You're establishing the habit. We know how important habits are. You're casting a vote for the person that you're becoming. You are saying, I build wealth. That's powerful. And then next month, you do it again and again and again. But what if I'm in debt? Somebody's going to say, George, I've got credit card debt. Shouldn't I pay that off first? Yeah, of course. This isn't permission to ignore expensive debt. Your wealth building account, it's starting out as a separate savings account where you're building a small cash buffer so the next flat tire doesn't go back on the credit card. It's the beginning of your emergency fund. The first step to all of this, the first step to finding financial security, which is what I want for you. I want everybody to reach whatever level of finance or wealth or whatever that you want. If you want to be filthy rich, I'm here for it. But most of us just want to stop stressing out about money. We want to stop living paycheck to paycheck. We want to get out of credit card debt so we have a little bit of room. We have some room to breathe, to go like that. So your wealth building account, it starts off by simply being your saving, your emergency fund. And the initial goal is $1,000 to get that. And then you've been paying yourself first during that amount of time. It's an incredible thing. And then you attack the debt. Okay. Then you build your emergency reserves. Then you invest. Then you acquire productive assets. Then you continue building. The destination matters. But so does becoming the kind of person capable of reaching it. Because wealth and being wealthy isn't done in one action. It is created and achieved through a pattern of beneficial actions repeated over time, again and again and again, because we know that everything compounds. $10 is not going to change your life today. Neither is one workout. Neither is one healthy meal. Neither is reading 10 pages of a book. Neither is one meaningful conversation with your spouse or your kids, but that's just how it goes. It's one thing at a time. It's building and stacking little wins, because everything compounds. Money compounds, relationships compound, skills compound, your reputation compounds, habits compound. So the challenge and the responsibility isn't to finish the building in a day. Your responsibility is to lay today's brick and tomorrow to lay another brick. That's how you get out of debt. That's how you lose weight. That's how you build emergency funds. That's how people buy houses. That's how you will become financially independent. And that's how ordinary people, just like you and I, become millionaires, not all at once, one beneficial action after another. And here's something that we must get our arms all the way around, is that the future demands and deserves preference. And that's really what's going on when you pay yourself first. You're making a declaration The future deserves preference, not total preference. I'm not telling you to make yourself miserable today in that hopes that someday, 40 years from now, you'll finally start enjoying your life. That's stupid. But you also can't consume everything today and simultaneously build tomorrow. It just doesn't work that way. Some of today's money belongs to your future self. Some of today's time belongs to your future health. Some of today's attention belongs to your children. Some of today's energy belongs to the career or the business that you're building. So tomorrow has and needs a claim on today's resources, because tomorrow does not simply happen. Tomorrow is built, and it's built today. So should you give up? No, absolutely not. But I also don't want you wandering around endlessly just trying harder. You got to get clear on what matters. You have to decide what it is you're building and then become a builder. You may be broke right now. You may be up to your eyeballs in debt, and you may feel embarrassingly far behind. Fine. That's where you're starting. It doesn't have to be where you finish. Open the account. Put the first dollar in. Pay off the next debt. Make the next contribution. Acquire the next asset. Increase your capability. That's what this is all about. Lay a brick, then another, then another. You have to be doing while you are becoming. We're building wealth on our way to becoming wealthy, because you don't need to be wealthy to become a wealth builder. You simply need to decide that that's what you're going to do, that that's who you're going to be. You decide what it is that you're going to build, and then you get to work. Sounds easy, does hard, but it's well within your ability. You are worthy of the level of financial success, financial position that you're looking for. You're even deserving of it, but none of us are entitled to it. And I know that financial literacy is sort of an exhausting conversation these days. Bear with me. Financial literacy is what you know about money. Financial wellness is what you do. Sometimes there is oftentimes a gap there, but doesn't mean that you do know everything that you need to know about cash flow, about budgeting, about your 401k, about investing, about all that stuff. And even if you do know those things, it's still difficult to put it into action. It's still difficult to hold yourself accountable. So if you want somebody who understands the framework that I've just talked about knowing what matters, about doing what is necessary in service of what matters, I've got a program I've developed, and I train financial advisors all over the country. It's called The Meaningful Advisor. It's all about the meaningful few and helping you get what it is that you want. So if you'd like to have a conversation, have a chat with a meaningful advisor, you can click on the notes in the show and you'll find a little box to hit, or you can just track me down on the internet. I'm everywhere. Same as everybody these days, and I'm happy to make a connection for you. Finally, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. We must act accordingly.